A positive mental attitude gives you power over your circumstances instead of your circumstances having power over you. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about some of the amazing benefits that come along with a positive mental attitude. Enjoy.
First of all, we're affected by what we know. Second, we're affected by how we feel about what we know. The emotional part now, this is a major part of the 5 pieces, how I feel. Now, there's a lot of different ways to feel. Here's one. If this is all they pay, I'm not coming early and I'm not staying late on the job. Right? We call that one way to feel. Isn't that a selection process? If this is all they pay, I'm not coming early and I'm not staying late. We call that your choice of attitude. Now, do you think that attitude, if you kept it for the next 5 years, would greatly affect your fortunes? The answer is, of course. You cannot escape the accumulated effect of the selection of your attitude. You can't escape it. So one of the major things to check is, how do I feel? And am I on track or off track with my attitude? Now, attitude's not that easy to fix. It's not that easy to get information. It's hard to look up attitude in the yellow pages. If you could put your car in the shop and go next door and get your attitude tuned, wouldn't that be nice, right? But where do you go? How do we engage in the kind of philosophical thinking that will refine our attitude to give us a chance for future fortune rather than what will be missing in the future? So this is big, attitude. Here's another attitude. No matter what they pay, I always come early and I always stay late. To invest in my own future. We call that another attitude about the same job. Now, why would one person have one attitude, another person have another attitude? We call that mysteries of the mind. Right? I don't know. Everybody has to choose for themselves. Everybody has to decide by education. Now, if you didn't know what the consequences were going to be, it could be very easy to choose the wrong attitude and not discipline yourself to the right attitude. So a big portion of our life is affected by how we feel. Let me give you just a quick list about the feelings that affect our lives. Number one, it's how you feel about the past. Boy, it's easy to carry the past as a burden instead of as a school. It's easy to let the past overwhelm you instead of let the past instruct you. How to feel about the past hurts and the past losses and the past difficulties and the times you failed and the times it didn't work, the accumulation of all of that. How you feel about that is going to greatly affect your future in your life. One of the major things that affects your life is how you feel about the future. Our life is affected by 2 major things. One is price and the other is promise. And it's not that easy to pay the price if you can't see the promise. I think kids are having problems these days trying to pay the price because they can't see the promise. But all of us wouldn't mind paying the price if we could have a clear view of tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. If we had the high assurance with great probability of how it's going to work out, do you think we would hesitate to pay? The answer is no. But everybody hesitates to pay if the future isn't clear. So to help the kids these days, we got to do 2 things. Help them to see the promise and help them pay the price. But we can pay if we can see. My karate instructor said, Mr. Rohn, you cannot believe the incredible feeling of walking down any city street unafraid. I said, let's get on with the classes, right? Hey, I will sweat. I will put myself through the paces, right? What would we do for an extraordinary promise? Answer, the most unbelievable things. Would you crack the books? Would you burn the midnight oil? Would you engage in the extra thoughts and the extra disciplines if the promise was adequate? And the answer is, of course. But who wants to read? Who wants to burn the midnight oil? Who wants to put themselves through the paces if the promise isn't clear? Important. price and promise. Here's number three. It's how you feel about each other. It's so important. Attitude about society, country, state and city, community, family, enterprise, office, company, corporation, division. It's so important to have a unique understanding about other human beings and what makes a good life, what constitutes a good life. How you feel about each other. I've got a good phrase for you. You can't succeed by yourself. So to have a unique, refined sense of appreciation for each other is prerequisite. It takes each other to build a society. It takes all of us to build a country, to build a nation. It takes all of us to build a community. Key phrase, you can't succeed by yourself. I gave a speech not long ago to the Rotary Club of Culver City, California, and I was unusually affected by the Pledge of Allegiance that day. Big, strong voices. It's a big, strong club. And it was going through my mind the next few days, the Pledge of Allegiance. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, what an important key document, right? The Pledge of Allegiance. And so I started writing, and I wrote a discourse on the Pledge of Allegiance. I took each key word and did a little summary for our Tape of the Month Club. Wow, the Pledge of Allegiance is unique. It starts with I and ends with all. The pledge starts with I and ends with all. It takes all of us to make any one of us successful. And a unique, refined appreciation of the all of us is what makes the I of us do much better. That appreciation of society. It takes all of us to make a market. We need each other's ideas and inspiration. And once you have that sense of appreciation of the all of us, now you and your place and your possibilities and your opportunities now start to really soar when you understand how important it is within the framework of the all of us.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.